you won't hear any negativity from me. Welcome to 96.5 The Fan on a Friday. I can be your teddy bear. I can be your shoulder. Or, because Mac is a jerk, he puts in our script, it's time to call Dusty out for being overly confident. So I will lean into it.
Come on now.
I will lean into it.
There's no reason to call you out for having some faith in the boys in blue.
Might be because of this.
I told you all on September, whatever it was, 9th, that the Royals would 100% be in the playoffs. I'm telling you today, on October 10th, 2024, the Royals will win tonight.
You know what's interesting about that, though? Seriously.
Yeah.
What's interesting about that date that you gave at the beginning, play that again.
I told you all on September, whatever it was, 9th.
Stop. It's the last time they won at home.
Mm. Wow. Jeez, what was it, 9 home games?
They have not won at home since September 9th. I'm not trying to laugh at that, but that was really funny. I saw it last night. I didn't realize it had been since September 9th that the Royals had not won a game at home. So you may have jinxed them there, just like the guy was blaming me on Twitter for jinxing Stanton or whatever last night. Too,
and it is what it is. Like, I admit when I'm wrong. Bob Fesco has been doing this for 25 years. I've been doing it for 25 minutes, and he said this.
The team that can squeak out 1, 2, 3 runs max, I think, is the team that wins. 10-9 final, probably.
Yeah. 10-9 final. That's right, yeah. So we'll lean into
usually that's the way it works, right? You make these grandiose predictions. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Yeah. And then it goes the other way. It's like, just when you think you got it figured out, you don't have it figured out, right?
But that's the glorious part about radio that I've learned in my short stint of doing this, is that not only are we here for you, whether you want to agree with us, whether you want to disagree with us, however it is, we're here to be a forum for you to listen to. And I'm not going to hide behind it. Last night was emotional for a lot of you, a lot of us. We are the flagship station for the Kansas City Royals. We put a lot of, you know, I don't want to say blood, sweat, and tears, because that ain't fact.
No.
But we do put a lot of time, watch a lot of baseball, and at some point, I think that, you know, as we try to be relatable to you all, we kind of feel what you feel, right? Like, there's a lot of emotion last night. It started off, Bob was there, Mac, you were there, I was there. It was electric. Everybody was still booing Jazz Chisholm.
Which is great. We're going to get into that as the morning rolls on, but he's the perfect deal.
And I think that, and he is, because you can boo him all you want, but he's smiling with champagne-stained clothes leaving Kansas City.
Yes, he is.
And I want to start off with one, what a season it was. The ship has officially sunk on October 10th.
And you know what? If that's going to happen in a season like that, I'll take that ship sinking on October 10th. Yeah. You got us to October and played good baseball and got everybody excited again, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I'll tell you this. Like, you can get Matt, and again, you have the opportunity here later on in the 6 o'clock hour to absolutely lean into it. Maybe it's a new bit we'll do on the show called What You Dislike with Likens. If you want, that's fine. I'll be
that
here for
be
you.
Very long.
That might be. It might be. But I do want to start off with what I took away from last night and this season. Kansas City, pat yourself on the back if you're one of these people that rode this ship all season long. For those of you that like, I didn't get to follow the team because I couldn't watch. It's not your time. But Kansas City, as of last night, is officially a baseball town again.
It's back, baby. It's back.
It's officially a baseball town. It is 100%. People are going to be excited for this team next year. And I want to kind of take you through this little process that I put together last night, sitting on my patio, listening to Vern's postgame show, and being in that locker room, seeing the emotions from these athletes that pour their blood, sweat, and tears into a season.
Yep.
Because there was a lot of tears in that locker room last night. There was a very big image in my mind that I saw, because those of you that want to know, when we go into the locker room, it's very morbid, very down. And one thing that I noticed was that at their little dinner table that they have, it was a full table. It was kind of like a Last Supper type of scene. They all ate their dinner together. There were some smiles. There were some tears. There were some hugs. There were some handshakes. And this season, To give it a comparison, to the other team that shares the parking lot for now in this city,
It reminded me of that 2018 season.
Get ready for
season.
News on that soon, too.
And when the Chiefs lost to the New England Patriots and Tom Brady in overtime, Mahomes' first year, his MVP year, the 50 and 5,000, they got beat in one of the biggest games that Kansas City had been a part of in a very, very long time in football season.
It was the biggest, probably, game that anybody has ever experienced right. in Kansas City.
And from what I could hear on that postgame show with Vern, and what I could hear from the people leaving the stadium, it felt a lot like that game. Like you put a lot of time and effort and belief into that team, and you were broken. You were shattered into a million pieces. And I know I've said this 100 times. Sometimes in life, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's a move, sometimes it doesn't go the actual way that you want to, and it breaks you to 100 pieces, and you have to build yourself back up even stronger, and you come back even stronger. I've said that a ton of times. And that's what I think is going to happen with this team. You got to the ALDS, and you played the Yankees, the evil empire, the big bad Yankees. Just like when the Chiefs lost, they lost to the evil empire, the New England Patriots at the time. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say the Royals are going to come back next year and win the championship like the Chiefs did, but you have belief in your team, in the Royals, that next year there will be more respect, there will be more expectations, there is going to be more of a name-branded Royals team. Like, it won't be the 30-1 odds to win the World Series. Bobby Witt Jr. will be a top three, maybe top two candidate to win MVP of Major League Baseball next year. But that was the first real year you saw promise in those Chiefs. This was a year where you saw promise in your Kansas City Royals. Then what happened to those Chiefs? They have been champions ever since. They have been a force to be reckoned with in the MLB ever since that year. And again, I'm not saying that a World Series win is going to happen next year, but the Royals have arrived, and they will be respected next year because of what they did this year. It was a hell of a season. It ended in the playoffs. You played baseball competitively until October 10th, and I thought Vinny Pasquantino said something really good last night.
Well, let's kind of talk about the two teams yeah. here for a second. We can get to the athletes a little bit later on, because I think this is a day of us and you guys as well. Kind of just sharing your thoughts and dreams and hopes and whatnot about this team, because this was a team that nobody went into the beginning of the season with any expectation for. And I think as I was leaving that game last night, I had the same feeling about the Royals as I did about the Chiefs when they lost that game to Patrick Mahomes or to Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. I left that game going, oh, well, that was a fun season. We enjoyed ourselves and we kind of got ourselves back onto the map. And I walked out of there wondering, I hope this is not the high watermark for either, Patrick Mahomes or the Kansas City Chiefs. I hope this is just the beginning. And that was kind of the feeling last night, leaving that game, kind of thinking to myself, okay, I hope this isn't the high watermark. I hope this is just the beginning of where we're going with this organization. And that's the way everybody should feel right now, because this was a surprise year. For most people, they didn't really start watching the Royals until the postseason. And that's fine. I mean, you go into a season with expectations of not doing a whole heck of a lot. And as a baseball season goes along, you start to get good. You start to develop some continuity. You start to win some games. You start to surprise some people. And people are still thinking, okay, let me see what happens. Let me see what happens. Let me see what happens. And then all of a sudden you wake up and the team's in the playoffs and they're playing great playoff baseball. They won a series just like, the Chiefs did, kind of got the monkey off their back by beating the Indianapolis Colts that year. And then this year we beat the Baltimore Orioles and kind of, moved on and got a postseason win for the first time in 9 years. And they've kind of separated themselves from everybody else now in Royals lore that they have postseason success. And you have to kind of take baby steps before you can go to the top. The 14 Royals, 15 Royals, that was spoiled city. And I was walking out with some people last night. They're going, I'm not used to this. We're not used to losing like this. This isn't what it's supposed to be like. And I'm thinking to myself, no, this is kind of exactly what it's supposed to be like. When you're a team that's on the come and you're building and building and building and building, you are going to take those baby steps. You didn't really see the baby steps last year when they were losing 106 games, just like you really didn't see a lot of the baby steps until Patrick Mahomes took over as quarterback of this organization and led them to that, that championship run that we're currently in the middle of, right? Or the beginning of, I don't know, however you want to look at it. And that's kind of where the Royals are right now. They took us on a hell of a ride this season. They won games. They challenged all season long. They played really good baseball for the majority of the season. They got into the playoffs. They won a series. And then they lost what I think has been the best series so far, a competitive, hard-fought series
against the New York Yankees. And the Yankees are going to leave Kansas City this morning at about 11 o'clock, and they're going to take a couple of days off, and they're going to go, you know what? We really had to work to beat the Kansas City Royals. We really had to go out there and bust our ass. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know that the Yankees are going to face a competitor in the Guardians or the Tigers that's going to give them fits like the Kansas City Royals did. And I sat there with my 13-year-old daughter last night, and she kept saying, I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's done. I think it's done. I'm like, it ain't over till it's over. This team, the Royals, have shown that they are not going to give up, and they are going to fight to the last at bat, to the last out, and they're going to challenge everybody, and they don't care who you are. Just like the Chiefs didn't care in the second half of that game against New England who the New England Patriots were. They just went out there and tried to kick their ass, and the Patriots knew after they left Arrowhead Stadium that that was the biggest fight of their life. That was the biggest freaking fight they had to be in to get to a Super Bowl. And it set the tone going forward. And I think that's what this series against the Yankees did. I think it set the tone for what this Royals team is going to try to be moving forward. They're going to be a team that's going to beat your ass. There's going to be a team that's going to battle your ass. They're going to fight with you. They're going to go out there and make every pitch count, every out count, every moment count. And they're never going to give up. And they're always going to be in games. And they don't care who they're playing. They're going to go out there and they're going to challenge you to the fullest extent that they possibly can. And that's the big takeaway from this thing, is that we saw a baseball team that came into the season with zero expectation from anybody, maybe themselves, and then finished the season in a hard-fought, unbelievable series against a Yankee team that everybody predicted to go out there and win it all, including Bob Costas, and they found a way to fight tooth and nail to the last out. And that's what I like most about this team. They didn't cave in. They didn't give up. They didn't wave the white flag. They battled into the last out of that game last night, and they took us on one heck of a ride. And I know people were upset, and I heard from some devastated people last night, some friends, and I'm like, don't be devastated. Look at this as a new beginning. Look at this as, hey, we got our baseball team back. And I think this one is going to have some staying power for one reason and one reason only. Mm-hmm. John Sherman's in charge now. It's not David Glass. And they are going to continue to go out and spend money and make this team a winner. They got that taste of success. And I don't think this ownership group is going to allow the taste of success to escape here in Kansas City. And that's why we should all be excited. It's not like it was in the old days. This is the beginning of what I think is going to be a nice 10-year, 12-year, however many year run with this Kansas City Royals baseball team. We got baseball back last night in Kansas City, and that's how you go into the offseason going, damn, we're back, baby. And you can peacock around because it feels good to play postseason baseball, and it felt good to challenge the Yankees the way that they did for these last four games.